Test, test. 1, 2, 3.
Jobbers Club.
Got him.
Welcome back to another episode of Jobber Club Podcast. My name is Vogel, like always. We got Face here. And introducing the defending champion of the podcast world. His name is Nicholas Cole.
Jobber Nation, let me talk to ya. Let me get up in your ear vaginas, all up in your ear clitorises. We're back.
Oh my god.
For another
episode. What is up, guys?
What is up, indeed? The Royal Rumble, my friends.
That it is. That it is. We are doing that day of recording.
Yes, we are.
So, we want to start off with the men's rumble.
Let's do it. I got RKO, Randy, Keith Orton coming back from injury.
He's going to win that.
He's going to win it? Wow.
He's going to come back from injury and win it. I got two. Two bets. Two predictions.
Okay. Two predictions. That is intense right there. I got Cody Rhodes winning it. I think he's going to come in pretty early. And they're going to test his injury. They're going to give him a little bit of a leash or whatnot and see what he can do.
There we go.
But would not surprise me, honestly.
I'm going to agree with Cole. I want to see Randy Orton come back.
We got Randy Orton.
Oh yeah,
I have to see him come back.
What were you saying, Vogel? Oh, yeah. Let's finish up your what you were saying there real quick.
Yeah, but honestly though, it would not surprise me. I know we were talking a lot earlier about like returns and things of that nature, but for the men's rumble, would not surprise me if Matt Cardona, aka Zack Ryder, would come back. He's been posting cryptic tweets, social media. They've been doing a lot more around him, so I think you're gonna see him return.
A lot of speculation about people coming back. Maybe Jeff Hardy? No. Jeff Hardy doesn't
absolutely
need to go
not.
To a Royal
I
Rumble.
Know why
he needs to go to a rehab rumble.
Not. I know
a
why.
Rehab rumble.
Unfortunately,
rumble.
Yes.
This guy, what is, he's been kicked out of WWE, yes. AEW. He's a mess. Childhood star, he's a mess. Get it together, my guy.
Hey, it's okay. I've been...
rehab rumble.
It's okay. I've been in that mind state before, so I understand it a little bit.
I hear you. We're all joking.
But who would you have winning that rehab rumble? Would you have it Riddle or would you have Hardy?
I'm gonna say Riddle. Hardy's been struggling for how many years, man?
Oh man, I'm just grabbing that low hanging fruit at this point in time.
There it is. Oh, that was good.
We also have the women's Royal Rumble tonight.
Okay, good.
You already know.
Who do you think is going to win that?
You already know. Hold on.
I think all three of us pretty much have the same prediction.
It's Mommy.
Yep, Rhea Ripley.
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, that's my prediction.
Yes, sir.
That's my prediction.
So you said you
Do you see many returns for the women's side of the Rumble? Like, do you see many debuts or returns?
Oh, debuts returns for the women? Oh, shit, man. I would have to go with Beth Phoenix coming back to take on Rhea Ripley.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yes.
I could see that happening.
That's a good fight. I love Beth Phoenix.
I could also see Naomi returning. Like I mentioned, I think in the previous episode. Since Zack Ryder will be returning. Well, hopefully, my prediction.
I really want Riddle to return and win.
Chelsea Green. Chelsea Green was in NXT for a while. She's married to Zack Ryder, so you know, I think she's gonna make a comeback.
There we go. We got some predictions for the men and women. While we're on the topic of Royal Rumble, why don't we get that quiz you got made up for us out of the way and see what
you guys want to do the dreaded quiz.
Let's get some.
Oh, I forgot to turn the lights on behind me.
I'm putting my
jeans up. All right. Yes, we do have a Royal Rumble quiz for you guys today. This is the Jobber Nation Royal Rumble quiz, sponsored by Dubby. Dubby is the zero-calorie, zero-sugar, and zero-artificial-color energy drink powder. A scoop of Dubby in your shaker, and you'll be ready to record and edit podcasts, stream longer on Twitch, boost your work day, or even win the Royal Rumble. Go to W.GG and use code NATION2023 to get 10% off your order.
Oh, yeah.
All right, guys. Here are the rules to the Jobber Nation quiz.
Quick question. Do we want to share this on Facebook right now?
No, we can do it afterwards. It'll be fine.
Okay.
First rule. Finger up if you know the answer. First one with the finger up gets the shot of the answer.
Okay.
Most of these have a bonus question.
Oh, yeah.
Possible 2 points.
She's getting legit.
Are we ready?
We are
Let's
ready.
Let's get it.
All right, gents. When was the first Royal Rumble?
Was it A, 1976? B, 1990?
When was the first Rumble?
The first Royal Rumble was 1988, and it was a televised event on the USA, and then it became a pay-per-view in 1989.
I didn't need to know all that, but thank you, guys.
Hey.
Bonus point. Who won that Rumble?
Oh, I know.
Cole.
The first one was Jim Duggan.
Yes, it was.
Jim Duggan.
Oh, this is true. Oh, my God.
Two points for Cole.
Next question.
Who has the most men's Royal Rumble wins?
Ooh, I don't know that.
John Cena.
Is it A, John Cena? B, Brock Lesnar. Face.
Pretty sure it's John Cena.
Wrong.
What?
Would you like to hear the rest of the options?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Go for it. I'm sorry.
C, Shawn Michaels. Or D, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
God damn it. That is a tough one. Those are three really good ones after it. So we know the first one's not. My pick's going to be Brock Lesnar.
Wrong.
Mine's going to be Shawn Michaels for the second one.
The winner is...
What?
Stone Cold, give me a hell yeah.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Oh, God damn it.
We'll do a bonus point, though. How many times has he won it?
I'm going to say five times.
That's exactly that. You just pulled that answer right out of my head.
Three. So it's still 2-0. It's anybody's game still. Question number three. Who won the first women's Royal Rumble? Face, you look like you have an answer.
I think.
But Cole had his finger up first.
It's Asuka.
That is correct.
Well, then what did AJ Lee win?
Probably the Mae Young tournament or something like that.
Yeah, one of those.
Bonus question. Who did she eliminate last?
I got it.
Cole.
Let's see.
What's her name? I think I found it.
Is it? It's gotta be Charlotte, right?
No, not Charlotte. Face.
The man. Becky Lynch.
No.
What?
No.
She eliminated Nikki Bella.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Close.
3-0. Still a long way.
Man.
How many times has the number one entry won the Royal Rumble?
I know the percentage is like 2.0, like 2.0, and that's it.
The options are A3, B2, C4, D1.
I'm going to say only one. D.
No.
I'm going to say four people.
No. The answer is three.
Oh, my God. Who's my...
Can you name those three? Rules,
you guys?
I cannot.
Can you name those three?
No. Nope. I'm never going to try.
We got HBK.
HBK.
Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
And Edge.
Oh, yeah, dog.
And Edge.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
Edge being the most recent.
Okay.
The 1994 Royal Rumble was made famous for what reason? A. Number one won it. B. Marty Jannetty eliminates Shawn Michaels. C. It was the Undertaker's first Rumble win. D. Lex Luger and Bret Hart became co-champs.
I got an answer. Let's go with Cole. The Undertaker. Cole.
That is incorrect.
I don't know. Can you say the answers again? Except that one.
A, number one won it. B, Marty Jannetty eliminates Shawn Michaels. Or D, Lex Luger and Bret Hart become co-champs.
I'm going to say the second one.
That is wrong.
It is
Lex Luger and Bret Hart become co-champs of the Royal Rumble. Both touching their feet at the same time. Who holds the all-time record of total Rumble eliminations?
Brock Lesnar. I'm sorry.
B. Hulk Hogan. C. Kane. D. Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
Damn you. Now I want to retract my answer.
I didn't hear anything anyways. I was reading the question.
It's either A or D.
Well, who you got?
I'm going Lesnar. I'm going Lesnar.
That is incorrect.
I'm going Kane.
That is correct.
Which one?
Kane.
Oh my God, how?
Bonus question. How many total eliminations does Kane have?
17.
Total. Not just in a match. Total.
Oh. 51.
close. Close. It was 45.
45. God damn, I was just pulling those out.
46 if you count them as Isaac Yankum. Isaac Yankum. Our next question. Who holds the Royal Rumble Iron Man record? Which is longest time in the Rumble.
Oh, I got that.
Is it A? Oh, you already got it.
It's Rey Mysterio.
Yes, it is.
Jesus Christ.
It's one bonus credit? You want bonus credit?
Yeah, 1 hour, 2 minutes, and 16 seconds.
12 seconds.
Let me talk to you, Jobber Nation.
I'll give it to you. It's 12, but 16.
I'd like to give mine to Face.
Dude, it's been a while since I've gotten back in the wrestling, so.
Well, okay, so we got a pity point for Face.
I'll take it. You know what? I'll take it.
And because I took notes.
Because
I took the quiz from the teacher.
So
I took notes before.
I normally have them up here.
We're gonna see if these notes paid off.
You know what? Yeah, I did write it. I said, how? What did I say? 12 seconds or 16? I said.
Oh, you said 16. I think it's 12.
Damn. Yeah, I fucked up, but my notes are right. You gotta proofread your shit, people.
Yeah, here's another one for you then.
Okay.
Who holds the fastest time eliminated?
In the women's
Royal Rumble.
Oh, you motherfucker. I know the men's. I know the fucking men's. Because he was one of my favorite.
We got A. Vicky Guerrero. B. Mighty Molly Holly.
I say A right away. Boom.
Yeah, Vicky. Me too.
Both are incorrect.
What?
God damn it.
Liv Morgan.
I can tell you the men's.
Can you tell me how many seconds for the women's, though?
I cannot.
8 seconds.
8 seconds?
Santino Marella, yes. like Amber. 10 or 12 years ago, he was eliminated within a second. He got in, got flipped back over.
Yeah.
I love that one. That was so funny to me.
That's insane.
Question number 9. What year was the first women's Royal Rumble? Was it A? 2018.
No.
B.
2008.
No. C.
2000.
No.
D.
1999. Oh.
2008.
Incorrect.
It's newer. What's the newer answer?
I have 2018 as the newest.
Yes.
That is correct.
Because it's very recently new.
Face gets a point.
I at least knew that.
Unfortunately, there is no bonus question because the winner was an earlier question. Last question.
Okay.
In 2018, the WWE put on the greatest Royal Rumble.
Correct.
Which superstar tripped and fell on the way to the ring?
Oh, shit.
Chad Gable.
Titus O'Neil.
Yes, Titus O'Neil.
I wanted the big ass flip. I remember that. Bonus question.
Who won that Rumble?
Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Bryan Danielson.
Man, fuck
AKA Daniel Bryan.
Fuck him.
Well, that was the last question. Cole, I think, won pretty handedly.
Notes, bro.
But I mean, it was a good effort.
High school, in real life.
It was more like middle school.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Time, quick Google trip to Wikipedia. All set.
Hey, man, so I got a buddy of mine that might be... he does WWE streaming, like video games and shit. So, and I'm a part of his shit, so I'm going to eventually try to collide both of these together.
Oh, nice.
At least for an episode or something.
Well, I already have graphics and stuff made, too, for a lot of that stuff.
I think that was the episode, fellas.
Did you want to talk about one last thing, Cole? All right, fellas. All right, well, fellas, we got this episode, we got about an hour and a half until Royal Rumble starts. You guys enjoy the Rumble.
I got a couple questions before we take off.
Yeah, go ahead, Fizz.
Okay, so who do you think's going to win? Roman Reigns Jesus Christ, I don't even remember.
Kevin Owens. I don't see Roman relinquishing anything until maybe SummerSlam.
That or WrestleMania.
I don't know. It's hard to say.
I'm going to say that he beats Kevin Owens tonight. But somehow I feel like Sami Zayn's got to be involved. The bloodline, something's going to come into play.
Dude, I love that they pulled Sami Zayn into their bloodline. So fucking great.
So great. He's been on a roll with that. It's been hilarious. Perfect.
When,
so good.
When I feel like the WWE start failing, they just pull it out of nowhere. And I'm just like, I'm hooked again. So.
Here we go. It's another good one tonight, boys.
Who's going to walk out the women's champ?
It's Bianca Belair?
Yeah. Yeah, I think Bianca.
I'm going to say her.
Bianca retains.
Yep, she retains it.
All right, fellas. As for you, Jabber Nation, enjoy the Rumble. What was that?
Real quick, I got to tell you real quick. The Pitch Black match presented by Mountain Dew between Jay Wyatt and L.A. Knight. Let me talk to you. L.A. Knight's going to get Uncle Fiended tonight. Uncle Fiended. You know what I'm saying? It's not Uncle Howdy. Fiend. It's Uncle the Fiend and Uncle Howdy together. Uncle Fiended.
We'll see. Uncle Fiended. I think we might have to trademark that.
I busted out
the We need to trademark our pod.
Java Club.
All right, fellas. Well, it's been real. It's been real, Jobber Nation. Until next time, peace.
I love you. Back my bullet.